with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump said the U.S. had some very good talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Following talks in Moscow led by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, the president suggested a possible meeting with Russia's Putin and Ukraine's Zelensky.
There's a good chance that there will be a meeting very soon.
One White House official said the meeting could take place as soon as next week. But Secretary of State Rubio cautioned a lot has to happen before a Trump-Putin meeting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A sergeant shot five soldiers Wednesday at one of the country's largest army bases before he was quickly tackled by other Fort Stewart troops. 3rd Infantry Division Commander Brigadier General John W. Lubas says the quick action of surrounding soldiers made all the difference.
I would also like to thank the brave soldiers who immediately intervened and subdued the shooter. These soldiers, without a doubt, prevented further casualties.
That audio courtesy WJCL. The shooter was identified as Sergeant Cornelius Radford, 28, who used a personal handgun, not a military firearm. The GOP-led House Budget Committee released data that Democrats made false statements about the big, beautiful bill. Bernie Bennett has more.
The Budget Committee released a statement that, quote, congressional Democrats have used misleading calculations to scare the American people. Their statement claims that CBO's letter corrects the record on the impact of the Medicaid policies within the House-passed One Big, Beautiful Bill Act, or OBBBA. The statement continues that the OBBBA saves states $13.1 billion in Medicaid costs, freeing up resources they can choose to reinvest to further strengthen care for the most vulnerable Americans. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And this is SRN News. The Trump administration makes a decision on IVF.
The Washington Post is reporting that the president is no longer planning to issue an executive order mandating the health insurance providers cover in vitro fertilization. The procedure is controversial amongst pro-life advocates, as it often involves the destruction of human embryos. The Post says the administration still wants to make IVF widely available, but has decided that an executive order is not the way to go. Congress could take up the issue if it wants to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge says a new Arkansas law requiring public classrooms to display the Ten Commandments cannot be enforced in a handful of the state's largest school districts. That's where parents brought legal challenges that it violates the so-called separation of church and state. However, the ruling only narrowly applies to four of the state's 237 districts as Arkansas students prepare to return to class. SRN News. The United Kingdom will start using a unique way of tracking rowdy fans.
A police force in northwest England will use a DNA tagging spray to try to curb disorderly behavior from soccer fans this season. Cheshire Police say that they will equip officers with the spray at all fourth-tier matches in the region. The spray marks equipment, clothing, and skin with an invisible, uniquely coated synthetic DNA solution that can be used for forensic evidence. Police say that the spray clings to the skin and clothing for months and shows up under ultraviolet light. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Restoring a memorial to the Confederacy that was removed from Arlington National Cemetery at the recommendation of Congress will cost roughly $10 million total. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.